At the time I had all these Quaaludes, I had that Janet, the prostitute, living with me. And she was out there making her money, and she did a little dipping in the bag. I didn't much give a fuck, you know. I just wanted to get that shit out of there. But as I said previously, she'd go out and make $1,000 to $500 a night. She was making good money. And I told you the guys that she was screwing, all these entertainers and anybody that came in town, tourists, you know, convention people. So she bought this Mustang car, and she was starting to do real good. And she asked me one day if I could get her a job being a dealer in a poker room. And I said, I think I can if that's what you really want to do, but you'll need to go to school. And she says, yeah, I could do that. She says, I know a lot about dealing poker anyway. So I called Tony, and I said, could we get her in a casino? And he says, yeah. He says, not a problem. He says, tell her to put two applications in. He said, tell her to put an application in Caesars and put one in the Dunes. He says, and one of the casinos will call her. He says, but she needs to go to school first. So I told her, not that I spoke with Tony, but that she needed to put two applications in the two casinos after she completed the poker school. She done that. She put the applications in. The Dunes accepted her application. In a few days, she was called, and she took the job at the Dunes as a dealer in the poker room. About a month later, I was coming through the back door of my condo, or coming up to the sliding glass doors, and I didn't have my key for the door, so I knocked on the glass door because I didn't want to walk through the lobby. And I seen her moving around in there pretty quick. And she finally opened up the door, and she had my gun in her hand. I said, what are you doing with a gun? She said, well, I didn't know who you were. I said, well, what the fuck were you going to do with it? She said, I would have shot him. I said, oh, Jesus Christ. I said, I better hide this fucking gun before this broad shoots me in the fucking head. Because I know we were arguing back and forth, and I didn't want her living with me no more. Because, I don't know, I just didn't feel as though I wanted her around anymore. But not me knowing, to me, she was on her way out on her own. And I said, what's this bag of clothes doing behind a couch here? It was a garbage trash bag. And she said, oh, I'm giving it away. I said, oh. Still not knowing that this were her clothes and she was trying to sneak out of there, which she didn't have to do. It's all she had to do was tell me she was going to move. What I come to find out later is that she wound up meeting a guy in the poker room, an older man, and he told her how he would take care of her, and she wound up leaving me for this guy, which I really didn't much care. So that's enough of Janet for the time being.